I'm committed to getting it passed, and if it's separate, makes most sense, we'll do it separately. If getting them to keep them together makes the most sense, then I'm really pragmatic, and we'll get it done, get them passed and reauthorized.
And with the elections coming up in November, Conaway said they will have a lot of new House members.
And so what I'm encouraging all of the production groups out there is when the election in November happens and we know who the new players are going to be, to go immediately to those folks who have not been in legislatures or don't have existing positions taken with respect to agriculture, begin to cultivate those relationships one-on-one, meet them back home, and because they're still at a point where they've not taken a position, and get your thoughts on the playing field, so to speak, before they make a decision one way or the other. And so we'll have a lot of colleagues, whether it's sugar or cotton, peanuts, sorghum, corn, all those folks have a vested interest in having the new members of Congress is well informed about what it does, what it doesn't do, why it's important. That's possible because they're the ones that are going to be voting on it in 17 and 18 when we begin the actual process of trying to reauthorize it.